Let us go back to the first premise. Our first will was to agree to enter into this game, by which our totality can be the divine totality can be manifested in the embodied individual. It would therefore mean that our soul has a mission to build the totality of divinity in an embodied individual. You may take an example or analogy of an architect. An architect is told, you build a most complete temple on this earth. Most complete temple. All the elements of divinity must be manifested in that temple. Such is the task given to an architect. Now, if he is an architect, a good architect, what will he do? He will first of all have to examine the right spot for the temple. So his survey of the world will be his first experience. Then he will examine the various kinds of soils. Which soil will stand with what kind of material? And we'll have to make many experiments to find out which soil will stand to what kind of material. These experimentations will give him experience. And then he will have to do a lot of other planning. He will have to learn a lot of mathematics to be able to draw the right arcs, the right type of supports, and to design newer and newer beautiful designs. So his experience will consist of basically seeing as to how the vision can be translated into the physical. What are the problems that are faced when you try to fix a vision into a reality of the matter? Now, such is the case with our soul. We first of all have created matter. Then we have tried to see how matter can become so subtle gradually that at the human level at least we can slightly become aware of ourselves. Now this itself has taken millions and millions and millions of years of experience by which this point has been reached. And we are constantly experimenting. All our life movements are, you might say, experiments. We are trying to see how this works, how that works, see the consequences of it, learn from it, then try to avoid certain things and redo certain things, refashion certain other things and proceed further. So actually what we call karma is nothing but our experiments. we are putting forth energies and we are seeing what are the consequences of the putting forth of certain energies. And what results come out, we learn from the results. We experience them. Out of that experience, we become mature, as it were. And gradually we begin to have mastery. That is why if you are a grown-up soul, when you say this is a grown-up soul, then right from the childhood, the soul will not take to certain experiences at all. It will automatically avoid, eliminate. It's already grown up. It knows what is to be avoided. His child experience may not understand it. But the soul which is developed, which is already has experimented in the past, it doesn't have certain interest at all from the beginning. It has washed away those interests because it has experimented upon it. Or as soon as it starts doing certain things, they succeed immediately because he has gained the mastery over it. There are some children who are natural leaders even in the childhood, because they have developed already a power from the past birth, and they have acquired certain kind of control, certain kind of magnetism. So it is that which has travelled with the soul already. It is a gain of the past. If you have become a good architect already, then in this new birth, you begin to build right from the beginning very easily. You are not an apprentice architect. And therefore you succeed in building up quite a lot in one single birth, which many others may not be able because they are still learning to be apprentices as yet. So the most important thing is how much the soul has gained in experience. And by experience we mean what one has identified with. All experience is identity. You never experience unless you identify yourself with anything. When you identify yourself with the problem, grappled with it, and derived the quintessence of it, in this birth I may develop thousands of relations. And then ultimately I may have realized that it doesn't amount to much. Two good friendships and sincere friendships are better than thousands of friendships which really mean nothing. Such an experience one attains to after many, many experiments. It is said of Alexander the Great that when he was about to die, he realized, he said, I tried to conquer the whole world, but now I realize that I came empty-handed and I'm going empty-handed. It's a remarkable experience of the soul that you try to gain in a certain sense, but really speaking, what is gain? So he must have evolved to some extent, by which in the next birth he must have started on another line, what is real gain? Because trying to conquer the world certainly is not a right method of gaining. We may think it is the right way of gaining, but ultimately came to the experience it is not so. At the time of death he found that there is nothing which is left with him. So what is the real gain? So experiences of this kind are the most important things that you derive from karma. So the relationship between soul and karma is that of growth through karma by gaining experience through karma. The soul becomes more and more powerful by gaining experience. It knows what is the real relationship between matter, life, mind and the soul. This is a simple formula of gaining experience. When you really understand what is the right relationship between matter, life and mind and soul, and what is the right relationship of all these with Atman, Purusha, Ishvara, when you gain this right knowledge, that you might say is the quintessence of experience. A soul is experienced to the extent to which it knows what is matter, what is life, what is mind, what is soul, and what is the relationship of all this, and what is beyond all this, Atman, Purusha, Ishvara, etc. We go through numerous experiences in the world, but what really counts is this quintessence of experience. What I do in my whole day, I may do 100 activities in my day, but ultimately what counts is what I learned from all these 100 activities, what experience I gained. So even if I forget afterwards all the 100 activities that I did, it does not matter if I remember the totality of experience that I gained out of them. That is why in the mechanism of karma, forgetting hundreds of things is regarded as a part of its machinery.